Hello, 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 and welcome to yet another episode of Down and Dirty with me. I'm Idaho Beau.
And I'm Vivacious Vic.
Yes, you are. Vicky was just up here earlier in the week. She headed south on Wednesday, but we had a great time, and we could have probably recorded about 50 different shows. And we're going to bring you snippets of what we talked about today. So we're kind of changing it up a little bit. We've brought you, since we started our show in April, a lot about the garden, about sustainability, herbs, all plant medicine, and all those kind of good things. And today, because we're in the Northern Hemisphere and Idaho, I'm going to be down in the 30s by Sunday in the night. So our gardens are put to sleep. They're beddy-byes for the winter. So we're going to do something different, and we're going to talk about cultivating your inner garden, a bunch of different bullet points, which I will get to in a moment. But this is a live show, and we would love for you to join in on the conversation. So I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers. If you want to call in and state your comments, if you don't agree with us, that's more than fine. Vicky and I don't agree 100% on everything. We just want to hear from everybody and anybody. So for our international listeners, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And for everyone in the States, it's 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And just a reminder, all the shows on BBS, including ours, are listener-supported radio. That means that we would love you to log on to our page. That is bbsradio.com/downanddirty, and scroll down and subscribe to our channel. You can subscribe for as little as $2.99 a month. And we got a new subscriber last week, Vic. That's a gentleman named Dave. So thank you, Dave.
Thank you,
And
Dave.
I also want to say thank you to all of our faithful subscribers who have been with us since the beginning. We love you, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, so help us stay on the air. All you have to do is go to that web page I just mentioned above and scroll down just a tiny bit, and you'll see a great big beautiful donation button. Click on that, and then it opens up the subscriptions. So, like I said, today we're going to change things up a little bit. We're not going to talk about plants so much, but we're going to talk about your inner garden. We're going to hit topics, technology, friend or foe. Convenience, are you handing your power over to something or someone else that's not real? And then here's a really important one. How do we really know what we know? And what do we know? How do we know it? Also, we might touch on the overuse of electronics, such as a ring doorbell system, smart meters, even DoorDash and Instacart and all that kind of stuff. We could go to the resets of humanity. As my friend Q has stated in the past, what this is this version of human. So if we have different versions of humanity, how did that happen? And that's an interesting rabbit hole to go down. Something that Vicky and I talked about when she was here was grit science. In other words, the propaganda that we're fed versus enlightened science. And this is not a black pill show because there is a remedy to all the madness in the matrix. And we will go there for sure, for sure. Both Vicky and I have beautiful posts that I actually was sent. The one that I would like to read today was sent from me from my beautiful sister Teresa in Australia. And Vicky, where did you find your post?
Mine is from a friend, a longtime friend who has been very instrumental in a movement here in the Pacific Northwest with a very enlightened teacher. And she's just a really down, very, very down to earth woman and pretty advanced, I would say, spiritually. And she just posted something on Facebook that I read, and I thought it would be really a good thing to address a lot of these topics that you just mentioned that we have been talking about so much in our shows, but also on our visit this week. It
You
just
want to,
touches.
would you like to start with that? Because I think that really sets the mood, if you will, and
Sure.
it also encompasses a lot of the remedies.
It does. So
Yes.
we'll start with the remedies and then we'll go to the problems. Well, no.
That's a
No.
good way. You're already in a good mood, right?
Yes. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read this and it'll be acknowledged on who wrote it at the end. Deep down, we know it's true. This isn't just about cell towers or vaccines or Epstein or Roundup or greedy corporations or bad science. We have pulled ourselves so far from the rhythms of the earth that we've forgotten we are the earth. But here's what I know. We're not helpless, not even close. The moment we remember that we're made of sunlight and soil and sound and cycles, we start to turn the tide. We don't have to burn all down to fight back. We start by coming home to our body, to the earth, to the ancient ways that never needed a charger or a software update. Start your mornings outside, get your bare feet on the ground, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Let the sunlight hit your naked eyes before you ever look at a screen. That morning light is medicine. It tells your body it's safe. It set your hormones right. It feeds your mitochondria and clears your head. Want to know how we can get back our lives? Turn off your Wi-Fi at night. Unplug the smart junk. You don't need your fridge talking to the internet. You don't need Bluetooth in your pillow. You need quiet. You need dark. You need stillness when you sleep. That's when your body does its holy repair work. Let it give it a chance. Eat real food, wild if you can. Simple, unprocessed foods that don't come with labels or barcodes, that aren't grown with glyphosate and haven't been tampered with genetically. Drink clean water, not the stuff in plastic bottles or coming from your tap. Get a filter if you need to. You are water, and your water is killing you, numbing you, making you sick. Throw away your Tide, your Crest, the air fresheners, the fabric softeners. The chemical soaps, shampoos, lotions, cleaners, they are toxic. They poison your body every single day. Your skin is your largest organ. It drinks in whatever you put on it. If it's poison, and most of it is, it's poisoning you. Fast sometimes. It gives your system the rest it's begging for. Let the body burn through the gunk that have piled up on us and that we have willingly consumed. Fasting is how we empty out what doesn't belong and make space for light to come in. Build your house like a sanctuary. Use wood and stone and natural fabrics and plants. Bring back incandescent bulbs and beeswax candles. Wrap yourself in the things that breathe, like wool, silk, linen, and hemp, and that don't buzz and disrupt your electromagnetic field, like nylon, rayon, polyester, and the other plastics do. Play music in 432 hertz. Sing. Out of tune is fine. Hum. It resets your vagal nerve and calms you down. Dance barefoot on the kitchen floor, or better yet, on the grass. These are not silly things. They're how we recalibrate the field, your field, the collective field. Talk to your neighbors. Teach your kids. Share what you know with gentleness, not fear. The fear isn't ours. We lose sovereignty when we are divided and panicked. But when we speak with love and clarity and calm, it cuts through the fog like a tuning fork. Be that tuning fork. And don't forget to laugh and cry and pray and rest. And look around and be grateful for all the things you've taken for granted. All of it heals. All of it builds your frequency. When you're incoherent, your body becomes a signal that can't be jammed. Your cells remember how to sing. It's biology, man. It's physics. That's real power. Yay! The game seems rigged, but we don't have to play. We make our own game now, one rooted in the earth's food, light, breath, rhythm, love, and truth. And the best part? It's already inside of us. It's already around us. Our Mother Earth is waiting with open arms, ready to support us, to provide for us. She is yearning to connect. She welcomes the prodigal son home. Let's walk it together, barefoot and fierce. Let's plant gardens and share our harvest. It's time for you, for me, to remember our power. It's time to step into our roles as creators. It's time for us to turn on our light. As I learned by living in the South for a lot of years, when I flipped the on shed light, the roaches would scatter. Darkness has no safety in light. We come here for this time, beautiful souls. Stand up, unite, and most of all, turn on your light and love. Welcome to our new earth. It's ours to create. By Mona Michelle.
I've got chills, girlfriend. I don't know about any of our listeners.
It's just a
One.
summary. Yeah, it's a nice summary of where we're at and where we can go.
Right. And you know, from staying here, I turn my Wi-Fi off every night, my phone. I don't have, and I know you don't either, any smart appliances. I've got really dumb stuff. But you know what?
Lasts a long time.
Exactly. I was just going to say that they do. They last a lot longer. Jeez.
Chips don't go out
No. And
because they don't have any.
exactly. Exactly. My nephew Adam, who was on our show a few weeks back, is restoring a truck. And he says it's so easy to work on because it doesn't have any computers or chips in it. And even though my car is old, it's from 2000, I think yours is what, 97?
97.
I don't know if you've got chips, but I do have some computer stuff, and I have electric windows, which I wish I didn't, but heck, I paid $850 for my car, and I've had it since 2016 because I take care of it. Anyway, off topic a little bit. One thing that when you were reading, Mona Michelle was talking about the field.
Yes.
And it brought to my memory listening to, I've been listening to Greg Braden a little bit lately, and just a shout out to Kelly on Connect with Kelly, who was on earlier today, and our lovely friend Beth. Beth brought up Greg Braden too. And I've listened to Greg off and on throughout the years, but I've been listening to him more now. And he's been talking a lot about the field, and so has a guy that we listen to. John Nolan on the Inspired Channel. Sorry, I just saw we had a caller. Hi, Kelly. We'll get to you in one sec. They talk about the field and how we can influence the field. And so Greg Braden, the scientist, the enlightened scientist that he is, talks about. They actually discovered scientifically when they turned on the Higgs collider, and I can't remember what it's called, the one in Switzerland.
Switzerland?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Hadron Collider or whatever it is, that there is a field, and we all have our own individual field of light because we come from source, and source is light, and we're just fractals of that. Anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out to Greg Braden because, yeah, he's a good guy. And should we take Kelly's call?
Yes, let's take it.
Come on, Kelly.
Come on down. The price is right. Hi.
Door number three, girlfriend.
Oh, I hope I make it to the last round and do the big wheel and win all the money.
I think we're getting our
Hi,
game
guys.
shows interconnected. Hey, how's it going? Long time no
Oh,
chat,
so
girl.
good. I know for like a little bit over an hour ago. Thank you for, I'm just loving, show number three. Basically, we're all saying the same thing. Isn't it Q that said, we're all going to start sounding the same.
Yep.
It's just
Yes.
same information just being presented, you know, in your special
Yes.
way, Vicky's special way, my special way, Lauren's, you know, just it's just amazing. And I love this topic. I just couldn't help myself. You know, what you read, Vicky, brilliant, just brilliant. You know,
Thank you.
again,
Well,
another
I
voice.
just, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, saying the same thing. But yeah, I just wanted to give my two cents on, you know, what it means to be my own garden, my, you know, in my universe of my body is, you know, if you use the analogy of the garden, you know, you've got to plant a garden in a high frequency environment if you're going to have high frequency food. So it's all about the soil and the, you know, where you put it in relationship to the sun. I mean, it's all this stuff. We're all saying the same thing. It's just in a different form. And, you know, what Beth and I highlighted today on my show was learning to go within, which, you know, is a an exercise and a practice all in of a, in and of itself. But to till and, well, to nurture the garden within, for me, is you got to consume high frequency foods, real food, and water. You know, you can charge your water even if you're in a city and you're drinking
Right.
tap water. So yeah,
Man.
so the when you're in a garden, you know, water and fertilizer, not, I'm not talking about the synthetic fertilizers, but you know, just the natural organic fertilizers, that's what's going to grow your high frequency food. So why would it be any different for you as a human? You know, and then for me, it's wearing high frequency clothes. I'm not perfect at that, but that's my goal. I want to see the world wearing high frequency clothes and not the synthetic petrol-based, you know, clothing that's made with poison and chemicals. We're all wearing it, but also
Yes.
the biggest thing, no, it's not the biggest thing. One of the biggest things is being in a relationship with high frequency beings like yourselves. And it all matters. It all matters. And nature for me is, I've said it a lot on my show, is so crucial. It's so essential to be in silence with myself and with no distractions, no unnatural distractions. I wouldn't call nature a distraction, but it's kind of a beautiful distraction in a way where you're just surrounded by source energy and all the elementals and just being with yourself. And, you know, I think it was you, Vicky, that said the sunlight, the soil, the sound, the cycles, and, you know, that for me is how we get the heart mind coherent, all of it, all of
Exactly.
that. Tilling your own garden within is crucial in that. So I'll leave it there.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah.
I just see us as extensions of nature, as bipodal plants walking around. We're plants here. We're planted here on
Yeah.
purpose. And I really feel like we're antennas anchoring the light and the source energy coming down through us into the earth. So if you just see yourself as a plant with that exchange, that fluid coming down and that fluid going up, liquid light and all that, that's a really wonderful meditation to just feel that rhythm inside your body of bringing it down and letting it flow through your body into the earth, and then bringing it up through your feet and letting it flow out the crown of your head is a really, really nice meditative exercise to get into the whole rhythm. And it's that feel that we're creating, and we're nurturing it, and we're feeding it, and we're being fed by it. It's a cycle.
Yeah, you mentioned we're
So
a plant,
you know
and then
how. Go ahead,
if you
Kelly.
take that analogy to between us as a plant to our plant, you know, if we're
Yes.
tending our garden with love and just high
Yes.
frequency food and soil and all of it, so then it's another cycle. So they're just cycles after cycles, and then you're
Correct.
growing your beautiful produce with the high energetic high energy that you can bring from yourself, then you're consuming high energetic foods. It's just one big cycle, isn't
Yeah.
A happy one. And I don't remember who it was I was listening to this week, but they were talking about, people say, well, I was just in nature, and I'm going to go see nature, but we are all part of nature. We are nature. There's no division. So, but Vicky and I did get to take some pretty groovy hikes when she was here. Yeah,
Yes.
especially the second one in the Fairy Glen. Yeah, that was
Yes.
beautiful.
Wow.
Thank
I
you
love
for
it
your
there.
call, Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep on rocking it. You guys are doing great. I love you both.
Thanks,
Love you
girlfriend.
too.
Love you.
Thanks.
Bye. So, where should we go next, Vic?
Well, we've talked so much about convenience, and we really got into the whole thing about convenience, and I called it choosing the hill you're going to die on, because convenience, I've thought of convenience, the modern day conveniences that we're all succumbing to, will kill us in the end, because it makes us complacent. It makes us lazy. I mean, we were talking about so many people have all the different Ring technologies on their homes and in their homes, and telling them, Alexa, do this, Alexa, do that, Alexa, turn on my thermostat, Alexa, write my list, Alexa, put on jazz, Alexa. I mean, it's a convenience. There's no doubt about it. All the smart meters in our electronic washer, dryer, refrigerator, stove—you name it, water heaters. Everything's being dinging at you. It's telling you this. It's telling you that. It's telling you this. It's in your car. You can't get in and out of your car without it ringing, dinging, telling you this. And but I don't have that. I have a '97 Ford Ranger, so I don't have any of that. And I don't have any smart technology things in my home, except for I have those meters, the electric meters.
You have Wi-Fi.
I have that smart meter on, yeah, and Wi-Fi, of course. But we were talking about, is convenience helping us, or is it making us complacent and lazy and infiltrating our energy field with all this radiation, microwaves, whatever you want to call it, Bluetooth. I mean, it's just, we're just inundated. And I honestly don't know if I'm affected by how I'm affected by 5G. I honestly don't know how I'm affected by having that smart meter on the back of my house, the electrical meter. But I think that's a discussion worth having. And if anybody has feedback from that, or scientific data, or your own experiences with all of this, is it enhancing your life? Is it helping you? Do you feel more enlightened because you have all this technology helping you live day in and day out, and telling you what to do, and telling you when something is turning on or turning off?
Something you when you were saying, Alexa, do this, or hello, Google, or Siri, or any, and turn on my patio lights, turn on the music. We are becoming so lazy, and I had this vision of pretty soon we're not going to need our legs. And it's like, really, if you
Oh,
don't
God.
use it, you lose it, girlfriend. We know that, right? Can you imagine?
No, I cannot imagine.
Yeah, well,
It's
I
a funny
mean,
image.
they tell us everything that they're going to do or have done in movies and stuff. And I'm sure
Right.
there's some movie, I don't know. I'm not a big movie watcher, but I'm sure there's some movie somewhere where technology takes over. And I sent you that message this morning about somebody had a chat with GPT and
Oh, right.
put up the parameters. One word answers unless I a ask you to extrapolate, yes and no answers. And if you don't feel comfortable answering, say love. And it was quite interesting because whoever initiated the chat was the human that was, anyway, assume it was a human, was asking if technology, number one, was is technology from somewhere else? And they said yes. They said it was from the Anunnaki, which is another deep rabbit hole that we could go down at another time. And the whole AI introduction to humanity was a slow rollout of the takeover of humanity to where we would be insequential at best as a human and take more of our humanity away. And I know when you were here, we were talking about Neuralink and all of that stuff that is kind of seems like it's kind of on the fringe, but suddenly more and more people are depending more and more on either Grok or Chat GPT, and those are only two of the AIs. There's lots of AIs, and they're not writing their own stories or journalism anymore. They're not writing their own songs. You can ask AI to give you lyrics to a song and then write music to it. And I know Greg Braden said that his wife is on the board for the Grammys. And there was a big controversy in the board on should we allow music that's written by AI to get a Grammy or not. So, which is really interesting because I used to, a long time ago, I used to work in the music industry in Hollywood. In the recording industry. So anyway, so where do we draw the line? Where do we make that stand, like you said? Are we going to accept digital ID? Are we going to accept digital currency? Because once they take away paper money, we can't have garage sales anymore. Kids can't have lemonade stands. Vicky can't sell her shares of vegetables. It, where do we draw the line? And do we take a stand?
Me personally, I have to take a stand against it because I don't want to lose my personal sovereignty, of being able to choose. I want to choose where I invest my time, my energy, my attention. I want to choose who and where I want to spend money, and I want to choose how much energy I consume in my own home. I want to be able to choose all those things, which all of that will be taken away. You know, compliance with COVID, we know what that did, right? And we're being tested every day on what we choose. And the choices are just growing and growing and growing and growing on where we can use AI and where we can use a smart technology and where we can go with our phone, where we can have a little watch on our wrist that tells us every heartbeat, every the amount of steps. That's kind of fun. I mean, I get it. You know, that's interesting stuff. But do we really know? Here's the other big question we find. What do we really know about the effects of these things on our bodies, our biorhythms, our health, our immune system? And for me, it's a full-time job for me to keep my body running. I'm almost 70 years old. It's a full-time job for me to choose good food, to cook that food appropriately so it's nourishing. It's a full-time job for me to manage my own input of what I allow. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I put my headphones on. Am I frying my brain? I don't know. I don't really know. And we
Well, they
talk about.
say if you're using Bluetooth, you are, hence my wired earbuds. But
No, I know,
that's a
but
choice I've made. Everybody has a choice, and it's an
I don't
informed
really
choice.
know. We don't, what do we really know?
We don't
This
know
was a
shit. This is the we don't know shit show, but we do know shit. We know what's true to us. And
I
that's
do know what's true. I know that I have to breathe and I get thirsty, so I have to drink water. I get hungry. I know I have to eat. These things I know. I know when my heart is telling me something true because my whole body reacts to it. And there's a uplift. There's this little energetic uplift when I know that my heart is telling me the right thing. I also know from experience, when something really moves me in a very negative way, I mean, I witnessed, well, fuck the whole world, excuse my French, witnessed
That was English. That was English.
assassination on TV of Charlie Kirk and that blood coming out of his neck. That destroyed me because I have such a problem with seeing blood and cuts and stuff because I feel it. And I was a horrible mother to my kids because they would need me. And I was like, got kind of paralyzed when I had to attend injuries and cuts. But then I had to check myself with that, that's a psyop. That whole thing was planned, pre-programmed. Whoever's behind it, whatever the result is, we don't have a clue. We'll never know. And so I'm
You
really
know,
sensitive to what I know and what I absolutely don't know.
so like the Charlie Kirk incident, which we don't know, was it AI, was it the CIA, was it that dude who we don't know. What, by the way, what happened to all of the kids that were there watching him and filming him on their cell phones? What happened to all that? That's on the side. That's a distraction. There's so many distractions out there right now. It's the Matrix is going wacko. So what we can do is, like Kelly and Beth were talking about on Kelly's show this morning, and you and I have talked about ad nauseum, is find a practice for yourself. I do commands. I sit in silence. Some people may call that meditation. I go sit by the river. I put my dog on my lap and just love her up. I laugh my ass off with my granddaughter when I homeschool her on Zoom. Whatever your practice is to go within yourself and know yourself, it could be as simple as writing in your journal and discovering. If you're really honest with yourself, it's amazing what you can find out about yourself.
Absolutely. I do journaling every single morning with my cup of tea. That's my one dyed in the wool ritual that I don't ever want to give up. I take my tea everywhere I travel. It's there. It's my deal, and it is a meditative thing. I love preparing it. I love the ritual of, I mean, that's a very small type thing, but it's important. It's a part of my rhythm of my
Good
day.
rhythm. Yep.
And
I used to have that rhythm until I got a puppy.
oh yeah, now, well
Now she
now
just
you're
wants to
really
play.
walking.
Yeah, I'm
So do
walking
you?
and come home and play and but it's all good. I find another time, not first thing in the morning anymore.
Yeah, it'd be fun to have another caller who can chime in on some of the things that you know for a fact and how you know it, and on the topic of convenience. What are your favorite conveniences that you just don't want to give up that are technological breakthroughs in your life? Or are you being controlled by the convenience to the point where you're not really making your own decisions? Maybe you're using DoorDash all the time and you're not even cooking your food. You don't know what's in it. It's convenient and it's clever. It's wonderful marketing, but really, that's not the hill I want to die on.
So
You know?
I this brings to my purview is it all of this been pre-programmed to take us away from ourselves? All the conveniences? I would say so. I don't want to name any names, but I know somebody who, when I said, "Why do you have to do that?" "Oh, it's just convenient. It's just
Yes.
convenient, right?" "Oh, I have cameras all around my house because somebody scratched, some kids scratched my car when I first moved in. And so now when they're away from their home, their phone keeps bing, bing, bing when a leaf rolls across, blows across their backyard. And the dryer goes off. And if you don't close your refrigerator," we already talked about all that kind of stuff, but has this been pre-programmed to take us away from our light? So I agree. I think it's a steady yes, a steady yes. So I, you know, if we don't have any other callers, I can read my little ditty. It takes about 5 minutes, and then maybe we could have it a caller or two, or we could just finish it up because we're already at what, almost 10:40 Pacific time.
Yeah.
Does that sound good? Okay.
Yes. Yes, do it.
This was actually sent. I'm in a small group on Telegram, and my friend Teresa in Australia, like I said before, posted this in that little in that room. There's about nine of us there, and it's from X, a woman named Nordica, and I'll spell that for you because she has a lot of really she puts up a lot of really cool stuff. After I read this and went to her X page, I started following her, and I'll put that in air quotes, but I just really liked her. I rarely go on X, but every once in a while I'll hit it. And it's Nordica. And here we go. "The art of humaning while reality keeps buffering," or "What to do between now and the great cosmic ta-da." Today, dear traveler of timelines and questionable internet rabbit holes, we shan't talk about the RV or politics or the latest distraction baked fresh by the Ministry of Mass Hypnosis and light snackable content, although we just did. Why? Because the real event has already been triggered. Behind the curtains, beneath the stage, somewhere between the quantum fridge and the karmic dishwasher, we now just let it play out, shall we? And the treasure? It's not digital gold, it's not Swiss vaults, it's you. Yes, you in your slightly wrinkled t-shirt, probably holding a half full mug and wondering if that noise was a spiritual awakening or just indigestion. Chapter one, a totally real top secret document, definitely not scribbled on a napkin. According to documents from a three-letter agency, let's call it the Cosmic Intelligence for Awakening, here's what humans can do when fully conscious. After timelines, alter timelines using grocery lists. Two, heal entire ecosystems by crying during nature documentaries. Three, telepathically guilt trip houseplants into thriving. Four, unpack trauma by doing laundry with intention. Five, speak fluent dog and conversational dolphin. Six, manifest reality with a glance and proper breath work. Seven, deactivate dark grids with dance. Eight, turn shame into compost and grow inner forests. Shocking? Yes. Made up? Mostly not. Emotionally accurate? Absolutely. Chapter two. The suppression was scheduled, but the Wi-Fi is weak now. Ever wonder why you were told you're just a human? because fully conscious humans are terrifying in the most radiant, benevolent, and slightly unpredictable way. You are an electromagnet anomaly with legs, or as Kelly said, a plant, a divine being in a body that needs snacks every 4 hours. You can dream galaxies into existence and then forget where you placed them, where you put your phone. But that's the point. They told you you were weak, so you'd never check the manual. And now you found it, hidden behind old karma, past life receipts, and a suspicious fascination with planetary retrogrades. Chapter 3, The Escape from Grown-Up Mode. I like that one. You've looped through it, the drama, the clickbait, the slightly judgy, air quote, awakened influencers offering enlightenment for three easy payments. But now it's time to press Control Alt Transcend. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need permission. You don't need a portal opening ceremony performed under a blood moon, though it does sound kind of fun. You just need to remember you're the author, you're the architect, you're the weird, glorious alchemist with unresolved trauma and cosmic potential. Chapter 4, When the Dam Breaks, Build a Frequency Fountain. Spoiler alert, the systems are cracking like a gluten-free pie crust. I'm gluten-free, that's pretty funny. And when the dam breaks, and it will, don't panic, don't scream, don't refresh your bank app for rate updates. Instead, build, heal, laugh, hold the line for others who forgot their magic. Because the new world won't be born from spreadsheets or treaties, it will come from you in the stillness between breaths. In the choice to choose love instead of fear, in your refusal to play the old games. Final frequency drop. Yes, the change will come in a blink, but you don't have to wait. You can tap into it now. So drop the drama, wear the weird hat, sing to yourselves, water your soul, and for stars' sake, stop thinking you're just a meat popsicle with Netflix. You're a walking, talking, universal frequency amplifier. So please act like it. And next time someone tells you nothing is happening, just smile, sip your tea, and say, I am the event, and I've already begun. And that was
Thank
by
you.
Norica on X. Yeah, that was.
I love it.
We found two goodies this week. Yeah.
I really like the sentence, stop playing the game. And this is what this whole show is really about. From April, when we started with building soil, when we advanced to harvest, to canning, to making our own fall, immune boosters, it's stop supporting the game that doesn't have any of your interests at heart. It's important to choose what really nourishes our body, speech, mind, and our spirit. And that's what Bo and I, that's the only thing that Bo and I are trying to help with, is to just become aware of, think about how much money you spend on all this technology. I mean, if you just narrowed it down to that, if you've got a lot of money and it doesn't matter, that's great. But if you're interested in helping grow this new earth, this new paradigm, and helping others get through this shift, a lot of money could go towards helping other institutions, people, your property or whatever, to to move it forward in a really healthy direction and help innovate. We have to innovate. We have to create this new world, and it's not up to anybody else but us.
Right.
You
Each
know, the
individual.
world you want to live in is totally up to you. And there's no shame in choosing any of it. It doesn't matter what you choose. But every choice has a consequence, and that's the reality of life here.
That's true. It's it, you know, like I realized a while ago, but we each have our own flavor. We each bring our own essence to the whole. And like Vicky just said, there's no shame. If you want to wear what I watch, go for it. If you want to, whatever you want to do, we're not trying to shame or say anybody's wrong. Just look at the whole picture. And again, how do you know what you know? For me, it's my gut feeling, it's intuition. When I'm in my light, when I'm in my body, I know what's right and wrong. I know if, you know, I know if I'm driving down the street and somebody cuts me off, if I get a little upset, I'm going, oh, maybe I'll do better next time, which I don't do very much anymore, but we do know. And that's the thing is we've built up these personalities and these identities because that's pretty much how we've been programmed to do. But we're all of us, each one of us is light, is a light being, and we're not our bodies, we're not our personalities or our identification. We are beings of light. And for me, the way I know is if I do have a question, I just go in and I go within and sit with it. I do some breath work. I do some inner work. Yeah.
I have questions. I go out of my house. I get outside of my house, and I either go for a walk along the river, or I go out in my backyard oasis of bounty and beauty and plants. And there's a lot of birds, and I have quite a few mice running around. And there's a cat that comes in, and there's a falcon. Well, I think it's some kind of a hawk. It's a predator sitting on a post in my backyard looking for some of those mice. And you know, it's all right there. Before you know it, any agitation that I was experiencing, my mind isn't on it anymore. I'm paying attention to some other things that are quite entertaining. And also, they're singing for a living. I mean, they're looking for bugs and worms and all the everything's trying to make a living on this planet. And it really is pretty simple. So are we. You know? So what are we investing in?
That good
Right?
question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anybody else? Do you want to give the phone number? We've got a few minutes to take a call. It would be fun to hear from somebody else and
I would love to do so before I forget, because I had a phone call this morning from my friend in Michigan, Robin, who also has a BBS show. She asked me specifically if I would say what time she's on, and she's on every Saturday. The name of her show is PRQ Homesteading Expanded. It's on 2 Central and 3 Eastern, and everybody else can do the math in your time zone. So I just wanted to say that. But what was your
thank
question
you.
again? Because I
Just
wasn't
put the
sure.
phone number up and see if there's
Oh,
anybody
yeah. Okay,
to call in.
international.
Chime in
Eight
on.
eight. 888-627-6008, and within the United States, 323-744-4831. It's funny
So
because I told a lot of people that we were going live and we'd love your call, and we got Kelly, but we love Kelly. Thank you,
we
Kelly.
got,
And
yeah.
I know Beth is getting ready for an event tomorrow at her Sound Alchemy Garden, so.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that as far as cultivating the inner garden, we're all responsible for ourselves. First and foremost, we are our first responsibility. And I always say, if you're arguing with somebody or you've got an opinion about this, that, and the other thing, all social media is just opinions. Basically, I always tell people, if you want to get rid of the agitation, the anxiety, the depression, you got to weed your own garden, so to speak, which means you got to find out what needs to be released, what needs to be pulled out of your consciousness or your habits or your routines. So weeding your own garden internally is how we get free of depression. It's how we get free of the anxieties or the fear. Fear is a big weed growing in a lot of people. And I get it.
One thing that I do is I leave my phone at home when I go on walks. I've
Yes.
been leaving it when I go to the store. It's so funny because I was down in at my daughter's house for my granddaughter's birthday in August, and I mentioned I don't take my phone when I walk Lily. And my older granddaughter, she'll be 26 this year. She said, "You don't take your phone with you? That's dangerous." And I said, "Oh, what am I going to do? Like call 911 when they're throwing me in the back of the car?" They just had to laugh. Really? There's so much stuff on your phone or on your laptop or whatever. It takes away time from being with yourself. It really does.
Being in the
And
moment, just being in the present moment without any distraction or anything dinging or a message coming in. I'd say 99% of the message coming in are not urgent. Right? They aren't urgent. And we were raised in the generation where we had party lines on a phone, and we had to wait, if
Party
there was.
lines. Oh my God, I forgot about those.
Yeah. Anyway, so thank you, everybody. We've got 2 minutes left. No, there's no time for anybody to call in. Sorry about that. But yeah,
Go,
we just.
it all boils down to going within, however that looks for you. It really does. It really does. And we've given you some examples today, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. I believe it's October 25th, 2 weeks from today. And I'm not sure if we'll go live or not. If not, we'll bring you some juicy information and opinions. And we love everybody. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel to help keep us on
Please,
the
yes.
air.
Please remember that we are listener supported, and we need subscriptions in order to stay on the air. We love what we do, and we have fun, and it really helps us to grow, to explore the ideas and the conversations that we are presenting. We don't know a lot, but we think we do. But there are certain things that we absolutely do know.
We do have a lot of experience,
And
and
so does everybody else. And it's really
right.
fun to share. It's really fun to share.
I just want to thank BBS Radio, Thomas. You are the best. Thank you so much. Don, Doug, everybody listening, thank you so much. We will be with you again shortly. Cue the
Okay.
music, Thomas.
Thanks. Bye.